By his wounds we are healed. These words of Peter, which you hear in our second reading, were originally meant for slaves. During the time of Peter and the disciples, slaves were singled out, for their suffering was greater than any other person in those times. And so Peter says to them, by the wounds of Christ Jesus, you are healed. On the surface, this might sound perfunctory or superficial, but the following story might help us to understand. It might help us to realize that these words add meaning for us in our lives. My friend Anne had a husband who recently died of a heart attack. And like many of others who die suddenly, Anne's husband was young, only in his 40s. As you might imagine, the weeks and months after his death, Anne grieved. In fact, she was consumed in grief, and no one could comfort her. She was on the verge of cutting herself off from friends and family. And during the intervention, we finally convinced her to go on a retreat, a bereavement retreat. First thing that Anne found out when she got there was that most people hadn't lost someone to death. They were merely separated from their spouses. On the first day after a brief introduction, the people were divided into groups. And when Anne found she was the only widow in her group, she became bitter. She felt she didn't belong. The others have husbands, she thought. No one has lost someone like me. It's not fair. And so Anne was put out, and she felt sorry for herself. And when the time came for her to share, Anne refused. It's wrong for me to be here, she said, and I'm not staying. But despite her negativity, despite her negative attitude, Anne did stay. And even though she didn't talk, she began to listen. She began to listen to the stories. And as she listened, she began to realize that others had also suffered. In fact, many of them had suffered a great deal. Some of them were abused over and over, not only physically, but emotionally. These women couldn't leave. They had no money of their own, no place to go. But what moved Anne most of all, however, were the kids, the suffering of the children. And so gradually that day and the next, Anne's eyes were open. She had no idea what went on in some of these homes. She thought that all marriages were like hers. Now she finally realized how good she had it. In fact, compared to these women, her life with her husband seemed unreal, almost like a dream. Earlier, Anne felt no sympathy for the others. But now she began to open up and began to feel close to them. Finally, she began to talk. And after she had shared, one woman turned and said to her, "What I wouldn't give for one of your days. What I wouldn't give for the life you shared with your husband." So that weekend was a turning point for Anne. And through the experience, her wounds finally began to heal. Yes, the act of suffering softens our hearts enables us to enter the world of others, the world of suffering where all of us live at some point in our lives. So in reaching out to others with compassion, we share our suffering. And in this simple act, there's healing. But as I said earlier, there cannot be compassion without suffering. And so compassion must be learned. It can only come from experience. In other words, unless someone has suffered, it's impossible to comfort another person. Unless one has cried, one cannot dry the tears of another. Unless one has walked in darkness, one cannot help someone find their way. And so the wounds of others help us. Through the wounds of others, we realize that we aren't alone. That others have been there and done that. That others have survived and around to share their stories. And so for we humans, shared pain is like shared bread. It brings us closer. Closer to one another. Intimacy is a fruit that comes from touching. Touching the wounds of others. And so the wounds of Jesus help us. They help us to recognize our own wounds. They give us consolation, courage, and hope. And so indeed, by the wounds of Jesus, we are healed.